Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this fabulous Wednesday, September 22nd, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the Log Mahal in Payson, Arizona, bringing you 30 minutes dedicated to giving you the financial tools you need to get through the week. And today's focus is all about educating your chitlins on the cheap. Yes, we want to give our children the best from life and create the greatest foundation ever for them. However, going broke is not part of that plan. And the good news is there are so many free resources out there for the taking to give you all kinds of great ideas and projects to help facilitate the learning process and stimulate a passion for learning in your children without breaking the bank. Now, I found a really cool website, well, I should say the Unlock Your Wealth team has found a really great website all about this particular topic. There were several, but as I was clicking through them, the one that I liked the best was familyeducation.com. And I want to start our conversation today by sharing some tips for raising a successful student. There are two sections to this. It's twofold. The first, what you need to do is work on out of school influence, and then get involved and work on in school influence. And let's just take the out-of-school first. It's important to remember that learning is not something that happens just within the walls and halls of schools. Maya Cohen writes that it is important to remember this fact, and educational experiences can happen anywhere at any time and be fun and informal. Heather Weiss, director of the Harvard Family Research Project, says parents provide a strong influence and help children make choices on how to spend out-of-school time. Think about productive and beneficial ways your child can spend their time and develop habits within your own household that provide intellectual stimulation and a passion for learning. One of the things that most adults have challenges with, and part of why they tune in to this radio show, has to do with all of the modeling that we did as children that was ineffective when it comes to leading productive lives and managing our finances successfully. And we're having to undo all of that on this show by being regular listeners. We have to undo all of that and reprogram the software. We have to delete those old programs and get them out of our computer. That supercomputer called our brain, the greatest supercomputer of the entire universe. We have to delete all of those old files and all that software and all that garbage and install new software with new patterns that create what we desire, not actively work to sabotage what we're truly after. And when that happened, it's what we see, it's what we hear, it's what we taste or smell, but most importantly, the way we learn is by what we do. I'm sure all of you have heard or used that phrase at time and again, monkey see, monkey do. Well, that's what kids are. They're little sponges, and they soak up everything. Every single thing that you do, they're there, they're watching, and the way they learn is to emulate what they see, what we call modeling behavior. So what you do is vitally important because you, when chitlins are small and they're just, as Rush Limbaugh says, little skulls full of mush and they're being shaped and molded, you as a parent are the omnipotent one. You are godlike in their eyes. You're on this pedestal and they adore you. They idolize you. They worship you. You are the center of their universe as far as they're concerned. And what you do matters. And it's not what you're actively teaching. That's the problem. It's the congruence with what you teach in line with what you do. So you have to do as you do. And so many parents tell their kids, do as I say, not as I do. But we learn through modeling. So if you want your kids to do as you say, you need to walk that walk too. So they will do it, because they will do as you do, regardless of what you say. And if you want them to do what you say, you need to do it too. And leading by example is the most important thing you can do for your children. So if your life is not together, you got to get it together now. Bottom line, you can't wait anymore. You can't make excuses. When this happens, I'll do this. If I can get this extra bonus, then I can spend more time with my kids. It doesn't matter how much or how little time you have. It's that in that moment, you maximize that time by walking the talk, by leading through example, and doing the things that you desire your children to do. Here are a bunch of healthy habits that you can integrate into your regular routine, according to Maya Cohen, that can help you as a parent create that passion for learning in your child. Number one, make reading an integral part of your home life. Read out loud to your children. Set aside reading time each day in which your family can sit down together and read. And you all don't have to be reading the same things. Everybody can pick their favorite thing to read, but everybody reads. No television, no video games. Book time and reading time is a family time event. And if they don't want to read, they need to be quiet. But they need to be a part of the group. They can't go off on their own and do their own thing. And engaging your children in reading early sets an incredible foundation and a passion for learning, because as they discover more in the books they're reading, they'll want to discover more. I loved Nancy Drew Mysteries. And this is, I'm focusing more on the reading aspect and the stimulating of the passion for reading, which is a passion for learning, because this week's key, I can't believe it, we're here. We're at the end of the road. It's become a voracious reader. We are in the last week of season six. Season seven starts next week. And so the final key in the Keys to Riches financial wellness series is become a voracious reader. And when you become a voracious reader, your children will see that. I've read some incredible examples about reading and passion for reading and how it translates to the children. I once heard a father who was unfortunately the victim of a divorced family. And not being an active reader himself and not a good speller and one that really didn't enjoy reading, and had other passions and was not around really when raising his children, but was trying in his own way to communicate the value of reading, said to his child, said, you know, you have to learn to read because I regret not learning how to read real well. And I have to read all these business things, and reading is a part of my life, and I don't like it because I'm not good at it. But to reframe that by saying something like, son, sit down here with me and let's read. I wish I would have done more of it when I was your age. I'm hungry to learn more, and by reading, I can facilitate that. I can get what I want. So leading by example and making sure that reading is part of your everyday home life will paint an incredible picture for a child to be able to read and use their imagination to illustrate the books and the concepts that they're learning. And these are incredible habits to start. Number two, use your daily time with your children wisely. Here's an opportunity for what one of my friends calls a teaching moment. And everybody rolls their eyes. But this set of parents really have it on the ball. Every situation, every moment, either while it's occurring or after it has occurred, can become a teaching moment. When you are in the car or walking to the school bus, you can talk to your kids directly about what they are learning in school, prompt a conversation about a topic that they find really interesting or fascinating, and truly, by living consciously, listen to what they say. Take it in, understand it, and figure out how you can promote it. And use everyday life events as teaching moments. Like, for example, when you go to the store and you have to make a return and the customer service person is not that nice, they're rude, they're inconsiderate, after you handle yourself appropriately and don't respond in kind, then after the scenario occurs, you can teach your child valuable lessons about how to handle conflict or confrontation from your side of the fence. Talk about where the other person went astray and how they could have handled the situation and resolved it much more quickly had they had a different perspective. So every moment is a teaching moment. Like I just said about living consciously and listening to your kids, number three is know what interests your children. Encourage them to explore those subjects. You know, it's amazing what's on television today. And I was flipping through looking for a particular show on one of the Discovery channels. And this guy has a show about bugs. And he's an entomologist. But, you know, that probably started with him being in the backyard chasing spiders or picking up things. So encourage things that interest your children. This guy is not only a renowned entomologist, but got his own television show, so you never know where those interests can lead. We have the rest of those suggestions on what to do outside of school and how to get involved with your children in school. We have all of that plus more specific games that you can play to teach your kids about my favorite subject, which is money. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather Wagenhals, and we will be right back with more after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, your money mentor, your hostess with the financial mostest, Heather Wagenhall. And we are talking about educating our children for the cheap cheap. And before the break, we were talking about how we can create healthy habits for learning outside of school. And again, these are all things that don't cost money. This is not about buying the latest educational toy or gadget. This is about creating an environment and a foundation where learning is a part of your everyday life. This is so important to be able to foster this. Now, another thing that you can do outside of school is to make sure that your children have a comfortable and quiet learning environment. It's tough. When you're raising kids, you've got meals to prepare, you got owies to mend, you've got accidents that you're cleaning up after, whether it's the kids or the dogs or both. And sometimes life inside the home can be fairly chaotic. What you need to do is be able to create a space somewhere in your home where children can read or study or just be alone with their thoughts without distraction. There's no TV in this area. There's nothing but a comfortable chair or a desk with a chair and a workspace or a small sofa where they can sit and be at one with themselves and their thoughts or homework or interested educational material like books and things. Also, you want to keep a positive attitude about school. Number five is so important, and I watch parents make mistakes about this all the time. One thing we must remember as parents is we are not here to share our life story and all of those foibles along the way with our children. They are not our buddies. They are our children. And the obligation that we make at conception, like it or not, is to be a leader and a steward and an educator and a guide. You are not their pal. You do not need to tell them all of the things that you didn't like or hated to create a level of camaraderie. They're your children. They're going to love you. and they're going to have respect for you. They're not going to think you're any cooler because you didn't like school either. No, they're going to interpret that school is a drag. So never refer to school as a drag or make it seem like going to class is a chore and some sort of horrible obligation. You want them excited to be flying off that bus into class or riding their bike or walking to school so fast that they're bursting out of their skin to go learn. And then when they get home, be eager to learn and discover what they acquired knowledge-wise in their day. Be thrilled to be a part of that educational experience. And last but not least, for what you can do outside of classes, encourage your children to register for other educational extracurricular programs. That makes such an impact. I was a Girl Scout, and I learned so much in scouting, and I thought that was so great. My brother got to do the Cub Scouts. We had no money, but somehow my mom was able to finagle a way for us to do that, and it was pretty incredible. I really had a good time, and I learned a lot, and I became a super salesperson with those Girl Scout cookie sales. And I liked the competition because I was always wanting to be an award winner or you know, getting to be number one. And I would just always just sell the daylights out of all of those cookies, and I learned so much about life through that outside of what I learned in school, reading, writing, and arithmetic. So some other ways that you can get involved in your child's educational life is directly with the school. Now, you can join a PTA or a parent advisory board and shape the policy that your children are being educated by. You can also volunteer. Some teachers like volunteer assistants, and you can be a part of your child's class time. Maybe you're just the one that hands out the snacks, collects the assignments, passes out all kinds of necessary information and tools and supplies for experiments and presentations. All you got to do is contact the school administration and find out. Maybe you'll be a chaperone on a field trip. I know someone who works with us, and he was so excited when he got to chaperone his granddaughter's field trip. Both of her parents were working, and he had the time, and he got to be on the school field trip, and he enjoyed it. They went on a train ride, did all kinds of fun stuff, and it created a memory for him and his child. Also, when you drop off or pick up your children, chat with their teachers. Find out how they're doing, what their strengths are, and how you can help them with some weaknesses or challenges that they're having in school. Also, when your child comes back home, if they have a school project, be a part of it. Don't do it for them. You can always tell the soapbox derbies, and you can always tell the science experiments where the parents meddled in the project. Let them do it. Be a consultant, but don't do it for them. But be actively engaged in the process. You can also support school and academic programs with fundraisers and bake sales, advertising, yearbook sales, anything that you can do to promote that school and foster the health of the educational system that your child is attending so he gets the quality education that he deserves without you having to spend a whole bunch of extra money. And last but not least, stay in touch with the parents of other students. Your child's classmates could be the key to something that you may not be aware of that's on the horizon right now. So that's what we want to focus on, is how do we both get involved in school and outside of school to create that foundation for learning that's F-R-E-E if you just apply yourself. Now, I would be remiss hosting a show about finance and money management without giving you some cool money games that you can play with your kids to help teach them about money and foster good money management habits. About.com has a clever little article here about six different money games that you can play with your kids. You want to make learning about money fun and exciting, because when they learn how to be good stewards of money, money will never be a challenge with them for their entire lives. But it's when we don't teach them about money or what we do, they model our bad behavior. And I was a victim of behavior modeling, unfortunately. Anytime my mom had a coupon or it was on sale, you had to buy it, whether or not you ever needed it, whether or not you ever had 50 of them at home in the wrapper, never used. You still had to buy things. So instead of letting them learn passively by observation and mimicking you, actively teach them about money, and you can do it several ways. How about Monopoly? You get to buy and sell properties, you build houses, you collect rent, you get to learn about the landlording process, there's exciting things that happen along the way when you go to jail, and you can make it really, really exciting. Plus, I always liked being the banker, and I always loved those $500 bills. That was always a super cool show for me. How about the game of life? Life is about life. You have to make career decisions and other moves in the game of life. And these choices affect your income. So now you've got the consequences of actions and how to make effective choices. It's a great way outside of the game itself to teach your children how to make more effective decisions within the game, and as that will translate into their real life. Payday is a game where kids learn to have a job, they lend money, they pay bills and interest, and they deal with unexpected expenses. You know what it's like to get a flat tire when you least expect having to pay for one. I just bought those tires, and some construction worker dumped a bunch of nails on the freeway, and you picked up every single one of them, and they're in the sidewall, so you can't even patch it. So teach your children, that's a great game. Money-wise, kids are two different games in one. And one is for making change, and the other is for budgeting money. Players must account for food, clothing, and housing in the play, and you have the option to focus it on money management. Yay, what I like. Number five is Money Bags, where kids learn how to count change by earning money for various activities in Money Bags. In addition, kids are limited to using certain coins, forcing them to keep finding new ways to count them. So that's one for younger kids. And Easy Money. This game is actually 70 years old. You buy and sell houses and build properties to earn as much as you can. It's similar to Monopoly, but not any less exciting. So those are some ways to teach your children, and specifically teach your children about money, without breaking the bank. You don't have to buy the latest computer software or educational toys. You don't have to be smarter than them. If you didn't have a formal education, that's okay. What's not okay is not taking the time to invest in creating a better foundation for your child. And what's so great is you can learn along with them. That's the best thing about creating a foundation for your children, is to learn along with them. They'll think, just like they always have, as the omnipotent one, the godlike creature in their life. How fabulous you are. You're sitting down and doing homework with them. You're reading with them. They'll love it, and they'll never know if you didn't know. This is probably the single most important thing that you can do for your child, is to create a healthy, happy learning environment, and it won't cost you anything. Again, visit this website, familyeducation.com. So many free resources, games, tools, printouts, all for you to help you facilitate a healthy learning environment for your children. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's our last key in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series on our Saturday show, and we also have Yan Ross checking in with us, an attorney who deals with money management issues for your aging parents. You know, this was a midweek update topic just recently, and it begs the attention of someone who is an expert in that arena. And I'm going to have Yan Ross on this weekend, as well as our last check-in with Unlock Your Wealth protege, comedian Coco Brown, as we see how she did on her financial coaching package. Thanks again for joining us. You've been listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Follow us Twitter, friend us on Facebook, but most importantly, get all of the free resources we have on our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's to your financial independence. Finally, financial freedom can be yours.